To ministers, physicians, and teachers in Southern California. 1908. Typed. The men who stand as leaders in any part of the solemn work of the last gospel message must cultivate and cherish broad views and ideas. It is the privilege of all who bear responsibilities in the work of the gospel to be apt learners in the school of Christ. The professed follower of Christ must not be led by the dictates of his own will. His mind must be trained to think Christ's thoughts and enlightened to comprehend the will and way of God. Such a believer will be a follower of Christ's methods of work. Provision for our schools. Our brethren should not forget that the wisdom of God has made provision for our schools in a way that will bring blessing to all who participate in the enterprise. The book, Christ's Object Lessons, was donated to the educational work that the students and other friends of the schools might handle these books and, by their sale, raise much of the means needed to lift the school indebtedness. But this plan has not been presented to our schools as it should have been. The teachers and students have not been educated to take hold of this book and courageously push its sale for the benefit of the educational work. Long ago, the teachers and students in our schools should have learned to take advantage of the opportunity to raise means by the sale of Christ's object lessons. In selling these books, the students will serve the cause of God, and, while doing this, by the dissemination of precious light, they will learn invaluable lessons in Christian experience. All our schools should now come into line and earnestly endeavor to carry out the plan presented to us for the education of the workers, for the relief of the schools, and for the winning of souls to the cause of Christ. In the cities of Riverside, Redlands, and San Bernardino, a mission field is open to us that we have as yet only touched with the tips of our fingers. A good work has been done there as far as our workers have had encouragement to do it, but there is need of means to carry the work forward successfully. It was God's purpose that by the sale of Ministry of Healing and Christ's Object Lessons, much means should be raised for the work of our sanitariums and schools, and that our people would thereby be left more free to donate of their means for the opening of the work in new missionary fields. If our people will now engage in the sale of these books as they ought, we shall have much more means to carry the work in the way the Lord designed. Wherever the work of selling Christ's object lessons has been taken hold of in earnest, the book has done good. And the lessons that have been learned by those who have engaged in this work have well repaid their efforts. And now our people should all be encouraged to take part in this special missionary effort. Light has been given me that in every possible way instruction should be given to our people as to the best methods of presenting these books to the people. I have been instructed that at our large gatherings, workers should be present who will teach our people how to sow the seeds of truth. This means more than instructing them how to sell the Signs of the Times and other periodicals. It includes thorough instruction in how to handle such books as Christ's Object Lessons and Ministry of Healing. These are books which contain precious truths and from which the reader can draw lessons of highest value. Why was not someone appointed at your recent camp meeting to present the interests of this line of work to our people? In your failure to do this, you lost a precious opportunity to place large blessings within the reach of the people. And you also lost an opportunity of raising means for the relief of our institutions. My brethren, let us encourage our people to take up this work without further delay. There are some who have had experience in the sale of health foods who should now interest themselves in the sale of our precious books, for in them is food unto eternal life. Los Angeles has been presented to me as a very fruitful field for the sale of Christ's object lessons and ministry of healing. The thousands of transient residents and visitors would be benefited by the lessons they contain, and those who bear responsibilities in our sanitariums should act wisely in this matter, encouraging all, nurses, helpers, and students, to gather by this means as much as possible of the money required to meet the expenses of the different institutions. We have need of workers in Southern California who have clear spiritual eyesight, men who will weigh matters wisely and who can discern what is needed both nigh and afar off. If our workers were more fully consecrated to the cause of God, a much more effective work would be done.
Why are our people so slow to understand what the Lord would have them do? Our leading workers should prepare beforehand to use their opportunities at our large and small gatherings to present these books to our people and call for volunteers who will engage in their sale. When this work is entered into with the earnestness which our times demand, the indebtedness which now rests upon our schools will be greatly lessened. And then, the people who are now being called upon to give largely of their means to support these institutions will be free to turn a larger part of their offerings to missionary work in other needy places where special efforts have not yet been made. Great good will result from bringing these books to the attention of the leaders in the Woman's Christian Temperance Union. We should invite these workers to our meetings and give them an opportunity to become acquainted with our people. Place these precious books in their hands and tell them the story of their gift to the cause and its results. Explain how, by the sale of Ministry of Healing, patients may be brought to the sanitarium for healing who could never get there unaided, and how, through this means, assistance will be rendered in the establishment of sanitariums in places where they are greatly needed. If our sanitariums are wisely managed by men and women who have the fear of God before them, they will be the means of bringing us in connection with workers in the WCTU. And these workers will not be slow to see the advantage of the medical branch of our work. As a result of their contact with our medical work, some of them will learn truths that they need to know for the perfection of Christian character. One point that should never be forgotten by our workers is that the Lord Jesus Christ is our chief director. He has outlined a plan by which the schools may be relieved of their indebtedness, and he will not vindicate the course of those who lay this plan aside for lack of confidence in its success. When his people will come up unitedly to the help of his cause in the earth, no good thing that God has promised will be withheld from them. In a place like Los Angeles, where the population is constantly changing, a wonderful opportunity is presented for the sale of our books. A great loss has been sustained because our people have not more fully embraced this opportunity. Why should not the teachers and students from the San Fernando School make Los Angeles a special field for the sale of object lessons? If with earnestness and faith they will work out the plan that has been given us for the use of this book, angels of God will attend their steps and the blessing of heaven will be upon their efforts. It would have been an excellent thing if the teachers of the San Fernando School had, during the vacation, availed themselves of this opportunity to push the work with Christ's object lessons. They would have found a blessing in going out with the students and teaching them how to meet the people and how to introduce the book. The story of the gift of the book and its object would lead some to have a special interest in the book and in the school for which it is sold. Why have not the teachers in our schools done more of this work? If our people would only realize it, there is no more acceptable work to be done in the home field than to engage in the sale of object lessons. For while they are thus helping to carry out the Lord's plan for the relief of our schools, they are also bringing the precious truths of the Word of God to the attention of the people. The indifference that has been manifested by some toward this enterprise is displeasing to God. He desires that it shall be recognized by all our people as His method of relieving our schools from debt. It is because this plan has been neglected that we now feel so keenly our lack of means for the advancing work. Had the schools availed themselves of the provision thus made for them, there would be more money in the school treasury and more money in the hands of his people to relieve the necessities of other needy departments of the cause. And, best of all, teachers and students would have received the very lessons that they needed to learn in the Master's service. I send you these lines because I see that there is need of a deeper intuition, a wider perception on the part of our medical and educational workers, if they would get all the benefit that God intends shall come to them through the use of object lessons and ministry of healing. I ask you, my brethren, to read these words to our people, that they may learn to show the spirit of wisdom and of power and of a sound mind. The book, Ministry of Healing, was given to the sanitariums to sustain them in their work. If skill and invention is used in getting this book into the hands of the people, I shall be very thankful. Both Ministry of Healing and Christ's Object Lessons are books that outside people need. I am desirous of seeing our schools and sanitariums helped by their sale. I am pained at heart that these books are not being sold more disinterestedly for the benefit of our educational and sanitarium work. At the time of the camp meeting, special effort should be made by the students and others to bring these books into the hands of the people. In this way, they will not only be doing good missionary work, but will be helping to relieve the indebtedness on our institutions. I cannot understand why this work is neglected, in view of the fact that when the work has been entered into in the past, there have been such ready sales. October 24, 1907. Sanitarium, California. Our sanitariums are most important agencies for the promulgation of the message of truth in the earth. They are to be made a success in every way. Had your mind been unprejudiced, you would have discerned the Lord's plan for the students in the sale of the books Christ's Object Lessons and Ministry of Healing, in order that the sanitariums and schools might be helped and that the students might receive an essential experience. The students should be encouraged to enter upon their mission with these two books, after having received instruction in the way they should be handled. We have the highest authority for the prosecution of this work. Those who go forth to engage in the sale of these books will find many open doors for Christian service, and they will be doing the very work which Christ instructed his disciples to do in his last great commission. All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye, therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. Matthew 28, verse 18 to 20. As they canvass for the books, the way will be opened for the students to give instruction in the truth. Opportunities will be given them to care for and treat the sick, and they will do this work, knowing that the great medical missionary is presiding over each case. Impressions will be made on the minds of the sufferers that the human agent alone could never make. Christ himself is present at the bedside of the sick to suggest ways of ministry, and the efforts made for the relief of the sufferer will preach a sermon more powerful than any words could be. Thus, the missionary pioneer will open many a door for service, and the presence with him of the great missionary and the power which he bestows will be constantly enlarging the worker's sphere of usefulness. The gospel of health is to be given to all nations in true simplicity, without the use of poisonous drugs. And a large work for the cause of truth will be accomplished through this medium. Skill in treating the sick without the use of drugs will give Christ opportunity to work through those who go forth to labor, both in healing of disease and in the preaching of the gospel. This is why our sanitariums and schools should be conducted on educational lines, and why their work should blend in perfect harmony. The students who come to the school for training are to have the advantage of knowing how to treat the sick. This knowledge, combined with the education obtained in their schoolwork, will make their training a perfect whole. This is regarded in the heavenly courts as the higher education. January 10, 1908, Sanitarium, California. The book Christ's Object Lessons might have had a wide circulation in the South for the benefit of the Southern schools. But instead of this enterprise's being energetically pushed, territorial rights have been contended for, and the field has been left unworked. It is true that organization and method must be maintained in the various lines of our work, but because undue importance has been attached to territorial claims, many have been deprived of the instruction that this precious book contains. My brethren, let these books be circulated in every possible place. Faith without works is dead. James 2, verse 20. Who will now engage in this work with a true missionary spirit? Who will study to bring in ingenious methods by which this book may be brought before all classes? At our large gatherings, men of wisdom and experience should be chosen to present Christ's object lessons and ministry of healing before the people, and to call for those who will take a part in circulating them. If this plan had been faithfully followed in the past, we might now have humble places of worship and schools in many places where the colored people would be receiving an education in the principles of present truth. October 2, 1907, Sanitarium, California. The Sale of Object Lessons. My soul is drawn out in behalf of our brethren who are struggling against great financial difficulties in the establishment and maintenance of schools for the education of our youth. To these I am instructed to say, let not your interest flag. There is a reward to be given the faithful laborer. Let it be remembered that the nearer we are to the coming of the Lord, the more devotedly and earnestly we are to give ourselves to the work. The times call for action, that our schools may be freed from debt and provided with facilities for the acceptable doing of their work. The book, Christ's Object Lessons, has been a gift to our schools. Many souls have been converted through the reading of the book, and thousands of dollars have come to our training schools. The good work of selling this book in behalf of our educational work should continue. With earnest effort, men, women, and children, teachers, students, ministers and physicians, if they will take up the work in faith, can sell many copies of this excellent book. Tell the people that you are selling the book to help carry forward the Lord's work, that its sale will help in the training of young men and young women for missionary service. In like manner, let our people engage in the work of selling Ministry of Healing. From the light given me, I know that much may be accomplished for our sanitariums and our schools if these two books are sold disinterestedly. I have done what I could in the gift of the manuscripts, and I know the Lord will bless those who, with a spirit of self-denial and earnest endeavor, will place the books in the hands of the people. Broader plans should be laid. Wise plans must be laid for the circulation of these relief books, because if handled properly, their sale will be large. Teachers, if you will take hold of this work with courage and faith, the Lord will certainly help you. We see schools falling behind in efficiency because they are cramped financially. Why do they not use the very means provided by the Lord for their upbuilding? In many places, money is needed to complete the good work already begun. Every effort possible should now be made to advance the work of God. Soon, circumstances will arise which will make it more difficult than it is now to present the truth to many who are at present within our reach. Most earnest efforts should be put forth in Washington, in Boston, in Nashville, St. Louis, New Orleans, and in many other large cities. A comprehensive work will be accomplished when men and women stand in their places, faithfully doing their part. There is a call for hundreds of young men and women to be educated and trained for service. Shall we not rally to the work of freeing our schools from debt? Awake, thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. Ephesians 5, verse 14. The Washington School. In every place where a school is established, the book, Christ's Object Lessons, should be circulated as the Lord's appointed agency for financial help. The school at Tacoma Park needs the blessing to be gained from a well-planned, systematic campaign for the sale of this book, and the experience that is to be gained by seeking to place it in the homes of the people will be of great value to the students. None should feel that this work is beneath them. All who take part in it should realize that two important objects are being gained. They are raising funds to help strengthen the school, and they are giving precious truth to the people. In the past, the Lord has given special blessings to those who have engaged in the sale of these books for the relief of our institutions. Our training school for missionaries in Washington will need many facilities. Let every effort be put forth to make of this school what it ought to be. Let us give it the help that will enable it to carry the students higher and still higher. Thousands of dollars may be raised for the assistance of this school if the work of selling object lessons is taken hold of with a spirit of earnestness and prayer. Let those who engage in this work feel their constant need of divine assistance and of an increase of faith in God. From the light that has been given me, I know that a much greater blessing might have been realized by our people had there been a true blending of effort by ministers, teachers, students, and all the members of the churches. Let not anyone talk doubt. Let the unbelieving educate their tongues to utter the truth made plain by the parables of Christ. Those who make up their minds not to talk unbelief will gain a great blessing. The work done in Washington is to be of a character that will warn the men who are standing in responsible positions at the head of our nation. Those who make the laws are to be shown that the Lord God of heaven is the great lawgiver, and that they should be careful not to say or do anything that is not in harmony with the will of the great I Am. We say to our brethren in Washington, press in wherever you can in this important work. As you do this, you will realize that the Holy Spirit helps you to present to others precious truths, giving you words to speak that will create a favorable impression on those whom you ask to buy the book. Light will come in. Faith will increase. Fervency and energy will fill the heart of the worker, and great grace will be imparted. The Huntsville School. My brethren and sisters in the South, will you not act your part in the good work of helping the Huntsville School? Have you not some time to spare in its behalf that you can devote to the sale of Christ's object lessons? By taking up this work, you will be acting as missionaries for the Lord Jesus. His approval will rest upon you as you try to assist the faithful workers in the Huntsville School. By circulating Christ's object lessons, not only will you be helping the Huntsville School, but you will be placing in the hands of men and women a book containing the most precious spiritual instruction. The Huntsville School is in need of help. Let our people take hold earnestly of the circulation of object lessons in its behalf. If you will act your part faithfully, the school can have the equipment that it so much needs. Christ says to his disciples, "Ye are the light of the world. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Matthew 5, verse 14, 16. The Graysville School. The Graysville School has received some help in the past from the sale of object lessons in the Southern Union Conference. But the work is nearly at a standstill. Why have the teachers and students of the Graysville School manifested so little interest in this work? From this time forward, let the other schools have a part in the labors and benefits of this work, and let the work be revived throughout the field. At the camp meetings and other large gatherings, chosen men should be present to handle our relief books. The cities of the South have been presented to me as good fields for the sale of Christ's object lessons and ministry of healing. The Mission Schools. There are many mission schools to be established in the South, and by engaging in the sale of object lessons, you may help forward this needy work. Let not those living where there is no school feel that no duty in this matter rests upon them. There are many, many uneducated children and youth who need the advantages of our mission schools. The Madison School. I would present to your notice also the school that Brethren Megan and Sutherland are working so hard to establish at Madison, Tennessee. The Lord would have our people in the South, old and young, obtain the precious experience that is to be gained by selling the book, Christ's Object Lessons. In His wisdom, Christ has given you this work to do, and by its performance, you will obtain most valuable lessons in Christian experience, and will bring means in for the relief of our schools. Let us study this matter faithfully to see if we have done all we could in our vicinity to circulate Christ's object lessons. This is a fruitful, evangelistic work. May the Lord stir up the minds of our people to take hold of it anew and act their part in diffusing the precious light. The study of the parables, as presented in this book, will remove many difficulties from minds. It is one of the means ordained of God for reaching the people, for overcoming prejudice, and for introducing Bible truth into the homes of the people. October 3, 1907. Sanitarium, California.